Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Aidan Armand, A-R-J-O-M-A-N-D. This letter is being written to Dr. Serena Tan. First name is Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A. Last name is Tan, T-A-N, Tan. Address 320 Dardanelli Lane, D-A-R-D-A-N-E-L-L-I Lane, Suite 6, Los Gatos, L-O-S-G-A-T-O-S, California 95302. Telephone number 408-866-7830. Fax number 408-866-8103. Dear Dr. Tan, S-T-A-N, Tan, thank you for asking me to see this five-year-old male in allergy consultation period. His disease is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Aidan has been having ongoing problem with loose stools, and family feels there may be some allergies to foods, period. This problem has existed since he was very young, he was breastfed and then gradually weaned to milk and some other foods, and there was no significant change in his condition, period. Family wanted me to do a breath test, but I told them that would be done by a gastroenterologist, and hopefully you can accomplish that, period. There have been some diet eliminations. Family has tried to do some diet elimination with some benefit, but overall loose stools have still persisted, period. Aidan's mom also thinks he might be allergic to sugar, period. There is no history of any asthma or any history of urticaria, angioedema, abdominal pain, anaphylaxis, nausea, vomiting, or failure to thrive, period. Clinically, I do not believe has any significant food allergies, period. He also has poor appetite, for which periactin has been given with some benefit, period. There is some occasional abdominal pain, which is relieved by defecation, but I'm really not sure what to make out of that, period. He sleeps well and is generally quite active, period. Overall, this youngster appears quite appropriate for his age, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant five-year-old who had mild nasal stuffiness, but no other abnormal findings could be detected on examination, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, and was able to answer their questions, period. He has seen gastroenterologist and has been endoscoped, and perhaps he needs to go back and see what more can be done, period. I did some basic lab work, and results are as follows. Number one, celiac disease panel is negative, and CBC was normal. Number three, basic RAS testing revealed positive reaction to dust mite and very low-grade reaction to egg white, which I don't believe has any clinical significance, period. I believe a positive reaction to dust mite, would be relevant in terms of relevant because of his nasal stuffiness, period. Certainly more allergies could be there, but I was not able to do any more testing, period. I requested them to come for a follow-up, but have not seen them, and hopefully Aidan is doing well, period. my final diagnosis, history of loose stools since birth, but no obvious food allergies. Number two, possible low-grade rhinitis and dust mite allergy, period. Hopefully you can institute some treatment for his nasal congestion and allergies, and certainly have him continue to see gastroenterologist if needed, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regard, end of dictation on patient Aydin Arjamand.